Chapter 2. Belle had done a few walks of shame in her time, but never on a bicycle borrowed from a Slovenian barman after a one-night stand, down a wet canal towpath in a pair of heeled boots and a black wool dress that threatened to get tangled in the spokes at every turn. It was 8 miles to Lily's boat, and by the time she arrived, she was covered in mud and in serious need of coffee. To make things worse, Marie was already waiting for her, sitting on the roof of the fleur-de-lis, with her legs dangling over the port side. "Didn't make it home last night, then," said Marie with a sly smile, as Belle propped the bike against the side of the boat. She tried to wipe the mud off her dress, but somehow just made it worse. "Well, fuck off, Ma," she snapped, not even bothering to look at her sister. "Is there any coffee?" Marie jumped off the boat and walked towards the stern deck, opening the door and disappearing down the steps into the bowels of the narrow boat. Belle followed, kicking off her muddy boots and glancing at her mother's bed, which was tucked into the starboard side of the boat. The sheets were thrown back, and there was still a compression in the mattress where her mother had slept for almost 17 years. Belle shivered and squeezed down the narrow walkway past the tiny bathroom into the kitchen area, where Marie was spooning instant coffee into a mug as the kettle on the stove began to gently whistle. She looked pale and haunted, and Belle felt a rare moment of something vaguely resembling unity. Whilst Belle had found a convenient cock-shaped distraction from yesterday's revelations, clearly Marie had not. Marie sloshed in some oat milk from the fridge and wordlessly handed Belle the steaming mug, then ducked into the lounge area at the bow of the boat to stoke the wood burner and throw in a couple more logs. The boat felt warm, suggesting Marie had been here for some time. "Have you been sleeping here?" asked Belle, trying and largely failing to sound non-combative. Any feeling of alliance with Marie rarely lasted long. "For the past 2 nights, yes," said Marie. "I didn't have anywhere to stay when I got back from Crete. I've been sleeping in here." She nodded to the two upholstered benches facing each other over a laminated table. Belle knew that a quick adjustment turned them into a small bed. She nodded, not really sure why she cared, other than generally objecting to her sister being warm and comfortable when she herself was wearing yesterday's clothes and hadn't showered. "So what's the plan?" "I thought we should just go through her things," said Marie. "Start at the front of the boat and work backwards. Organise everything into piles for throwing out or taking to the charity shop. I suppose there might be some things we want to keep." Belle shrugged her agreement, already wondering what other family secrets Lily had been keeping from them. She hadn't been a bad mother, just unreachable and distant, prone to dark moods and only truly at peace when she was lost in her painting. Their father had left shortly after Marie was born, so the two sisters had quickly learned to be self-sufficient, making their own meals and getting themselves ready for school and bed. They got used to being three women on a boat, two small and one big, never using words like mummy or darling, and responsible for nobody but themselves. Today, however, required teamwork, so Belle fell in beside her sister and started sifting through clothes and books and kitchen equipment, consigning anything perishable or damaged beyond repair to rubbish bags, and leaving the rest for the boat community to reuse or recycle. She picked up two framed photos from the narrow shelf, one of Lily painting yellow flowers on a metal watering can, her red hair piled into a messy bun, and an intense expression of concentration on a face that looked so like Belle's, and the other of Lily, Belle and Marie together. It had been taken when the girls were about 10 or 11, standing either side of their mother on the portside gunwale with their backs against the side of the boat. The absence of smiles and the 2 feet of space between each of them made Belle snort with laughter. "What's so funny?" asked Marie.